Welcome back to America's Commercial Real Estate Show. I am Michael Bull. This segment's brought to you by BuyProxy.com. It's a free listing service where you can find properties or put them on the market at BuyProxy.com. Do check them out. Today we're talking about creative uses for retail properties. And you know, retail properties are going through some changes. Some people kind of want out of retail properties and some people see them as opportunities. And there's a lot of creative uses out there, and that's what we want to talk about, keep talking about today. Please welcome my next guest. It's Mike Godden, Michael Godden. He's with We Partner Management, and Michael's joining us here in Studio One. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Michael, for having me on the show.
Well, Michael, I wanted to bring you in because you're firsthand changing kind of the use on some of these shopping centers and retail properties. And first of all, you're doing this now. You're acquiring properties. You're acquiring these retail properties. A lot of people are running away from them. Why are you doing that?
Exactly. That's the point. We see the opportunity whenever the market shifts away from an asset class, and that's particularly the case right now with retail, that where you see big boxes having a very hard time to be filled. We as a real estate investment company see the opportunity to acquire those very, very lucrative sites, which we see more as land rather than income producing, kind of a covered land play that still generates a little bit of income. And we look to acquire them for a relatively low basis and then maybe shrink a little bit of the retail and add creative uses. And that could be co-working, and that could be an office use, that could be a medical use, or that is now in almost all of our projects a residential use, and that is multifamily. That's the areas where we can work with the municipalities and the constituents around to get the zoning approved, because that's where the most likely the densities will happen. Usually shopping centers are located on major corridors where you will have transit, already have some kind of transit already, and we see to utilize that, where we will say, well, we're not going to create a tremendous amount of additional traffic because this knot's already a build out for this major corridors and transportation. So allow us to add 200 apartments on this 10-acre shopping center, where we maybe shrink one or two boxes away, shrink the retail to more experiential driven, and then create a mixed-use environment, maybe add some public spaces connected to an existing trail, and that creates significantly more interest to the community to let this project happen, because we as developer give something back to the community with this development as well.
And I like the play. And I like the argument with municipalities and the neighborhoods, if you will, about the zoning. How is it going, though? I mean, how's that zoning going?
This is always a challenge. So you guys create traffic. Our schools are full. We want people that are vested in the community. We don't want to allow renters into our communities. It is a challenge, but it is important to control the message. And whenever we go out to municipalities and say, look, this shopping center right now is at 80, 70, 60% occupancy, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. It's just an eyesore to the community. So let's act upon it now. And let's control the message to the community to understand what are the real needs here? Gathering spaces, outdoor spaces, connecting it to a trail where the city might already have some plans with. Those are all things that we could offer as a developer if the municipality supports us on the increased density and additional multifamily use. Sometimes the municipalities are so harsh by saying that we can't allow you multifamily, then we switch to either age restricted, which often does not take into account the schools. If the schools are full and that's an issue, then we can talk about empty nesters that we are targeting with our multifamily development, what we're doing on one of our projects. And the other is where we're looking into for sale condos for larger size. That is where we are kind of saying, why don't we build condos that will probably target empty nesters as well, that want to downsize, especially in the suburban communities, and then buy a unit that they cannot find in those 4,000 or 5,000 square foot homes that they want to downsize. And then with that, we create another, give you a municipality, another product type that hasn't been built for the last 10, 15 years as a for sale condo. And that's something where we sometimes have more successful than we're just going to recommend market rate apartments.
Well played. Very well played. One of the uses you mentioned on these retail properties is office. And obviously in some properties, building an office building, it works. Also sometimes you might have another use. So in one of your retail properties, I know you have co-working that you're doing. So you're not, a lot of people rent to co-working companies like Industrious and WeWork, but you decided to do your own co-working. Why did you decide that rather than just renting to them?
WePartner also owns office parks that had larger spaces that were already subdivided and had some basics such as a break room, a kitchen, and it made sense for us without spending too much on TI to paint and carpet the spaces and rent the individual suites individually. So kind of we naturally moved into the space just being cost cautious landlord. And then at some point we saw that there are different types of needs that the tenants have, and some of them are non-dedicated desks. So we kind of were shifted by the market slowly into the idea of offering non-dedicated desks a true co-working space, not just a lock and leave spaces and units. And then having done it on one or two spaces very successfully here in Atlanta, we said, what about our retail centers where we have some boxes that are having a hard time to be filled because there are so fewer and fewer retail users available now with Amazon and the internet that has been taken over. So let's be creative. What are the office users that could be taking this on? And let's offer a variety of products that they will be able to take on to fill those spaces.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense to me when you think about somebody that's doing co-working and going into an environment like that. They might be in and out. They might be there not all day, right? And to go in and out at a retail center where you have other things that you can do, it kind of just makes sense. So what's the space look like that you're building out for co-working that you're managing yourself in a retail center? What's the space look like?
So the space will have a front where it will be a coffee shop and a common area for people just to sit with their laptop and work. That is usually the front of the shop of the glass facade and have natural light. Mm-hmm. And then once you get deeper into kind of the closed off sections environment, you have a perimeter. On the perimeter, you have offices that could be rented for 2 to 4 people. And then in the middle, you have a little bit of the of the desks that are non-dedicated, so people can sign up to a membership very similar to the Industrious and WeWorks of the world, where you create another revenue stream for people that are only spending maybe 2 days a week in those non-dedicated spots. Mm-hmm. And they maybe can utilize the conference rooms whenever they have meetings, that it comes part of their membership fee. That is a little bit more management intense, especially that middle section that requires a manager that spends a couple more hours than the dedicated close-off offices. But it is a great opportunity for startups to kind of start with a desk and then eventually, when they grow, take on a space that is available on a little bit longer lease. Let's call it 6 months to 12 months. Okay. We're still not talking about a long commitment that will be eventually the goal to tie these people up for longer.
Okay. And we're talking about creative uses for retail properties today, and Michael's doing his own co-working in his office buildings and now in some retail properties. So how do you go about finding tenants? Because that's independent tenants for co-working, because that's not really what you've done in the past. What do you do differently to try to find those tenants, track them or find them?
I think there's a lot of cold calling and networking where there is not no sit and wait relax mentality, but it's a proactive approach. Mm-hmm. For example, to approach hospital and medical tenants and or their brokers and present them and say, look, we have a shopping center, we have vacancies, we have maybe co-working spaces where we can we can dedicate parts of it for a medical use as well, and then you can park in front of your surface parking, which you don't usually have in a medical office building.
And I get it for medical uses that cold calling works, but if you might just have one person at a company that's using the space, or somebody's working at home, I mean, how are you finding that guy and that girl?
You'll be surprised that you will get a lot of references, and you will have a lot of people that once you put it on CoStar, LoopNet, and maybe even Craigslist, then you will have some kind of initial feedback, and then there is a tremendous amount of references that people will bring you in. So. That's actually the market and the economy being so strong right now, where people split away from their law firms or their CPA firms to start something new, and they have been working in a traditional Williamsburg style building, and you know, where they had to rent something that is not as walkable and fun to be in. They actually looking into this mixed use environments right now even more.
That makes sense, and I love what you're doing, Michael. Thanks for being on the show. Great information.
Thank you so much for having me here.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll have more on creative uses for retail properties. Stay with us. I'm Michael Bull. This is America's Commercial Real Estate Show.
America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bull Realty. For customized asset and occupancy solutions, visit bullrealty.com. Commercial Agent Success Strategies, incredible training for commercial agents. Visit commercialagentsuccess.com. Red IQ, turning multifamily data into actionable intelligence. Visit rediq.com.